pray together. They bow down and worshipped him and pray that you would be able to bow down in yourself, in your heart, your soul, and worship him. That wherever you are, in terms of faith or not faith, you'll be moved by the story again. And know that in this event, there is our deepest need met. So speak, O Lord, we pray, in your name. Amen. Unshakable hope for all forever. It's our Christmas theme. It's daft, isn't it? Eastern Australia is burning up, floods in Britain, and all the clear signs that we have a real climate emergency crisis. What about the future? Worldwide mayhem, destruction. And then if you bring it down a bit more locally, just to your very self, as I look around, not many of us here will be left in 30, 40 years' time. So the future's not great in that respect either. And Jenny and I have got to a stage of life now where actually our friends are dying around us. And we're too young for that to happen. We lost Godfrey this year, the lay minister of this church, Stuart Glass as well, and others too. And of course, it must make you wonder, what is the future? What is the hope? And I suppose we can just get on with it, can't we? We can just get on with our lives and just enjoy the... We're so blessed here in this part of the world. It's very easy to ignore these questions. We can just get on. But that can't be any answer, can it? Just to ignore these questions. We surely have to face them and face them with courage. And so I want to say to you, you don't have to hide away and you certainly don't have to despair. You can have sure, unshakable hope. And the clue is deep within yourself, your being, your soul. We have a verse, it is a vocal verse for this Christmas in our church. It's from a book called Hebrews in the Bible. We haven't read any of it tonight, but I would suggest you read it. It's Hebrews chapter 6. It's quite difficult, but it's got some amazing things in it to say. And it says this in verse 19 of chapter 6. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Hope deep within. Hope for tomorrow. Hope through this life. Hope into our deaths and the deaths of our friends. Hope, sure, sure hope. And hope that can be experienced actually day by day. And this is, the Hebrews passage tells us, is what God wants us to have. It's our inheritance that we are to receive from his death as Christ on the cross. We are to receive an inheritance from him. And these are the things that he wants us to have. He wants us to have, be people of sure hope. But we can easily miss out, can't we? A story, you'll get the point, I'm pretty sure, straight away. But 2 days after Christmas 2012, very sadly, 60-year-old Timothy Henry Gray was found dead under a Wyoming underpass. He died of hypothermia, another tragic case of a life gone horribly wrong, living and dying homeless. You can probably guess what the difference is in Timothy's case, that there was a particular respect in which he was different. His great-grandfather was a wealthy copper miner who happened to be the founder of a small Nevada town called Los Angeles. This man passed his $300 million fortune to his daughter, Huguette. Unbeknown to Timothy Gray, his relative Huguette died, aged 104, in late 2011, just a couple of months before Timothy. And in her will, she gave her inheritance to various relatives, including Timothy Gray. Timothy died destitute, not realizing that he was an heir to $19 million. And I suspect that you can hopefully see the point that we can often be spiritually like Timothy Gray. Our scriptures tell us that we have so much to receive from God, so much inheritance to have, and yet we get on with our lives ignoring this inheritance that we have. So much that has been promised to us, we are heirs to these promises. And so we can take them into our lives and know that sure hope deep within. But to get this, you really do have to let yourself go in the story of 2,000 years ago. You really do have to let yourself go if you want to know this hope deep within yourself. You have to enter the world of miracles and angels. You have to know that space being subsumed by our space, by other dimensions of reality. You have to let yourself go in knowing that heaven breaks into this world 2,000 years ago, of God coming utterly vulnerable as a baby, the Christ. You need to broaden your minds, I tell myself too, your spirit, your soul. You need to get beyond being, in the words of Tom Wright, the theologian, wretched flatlanders. you need to know that there is far more mystery beyond this world than we will ever know. You need to let go of your rationalist, materialist, enlightenment, Richard Dawkins-bound mindset and let go in awe and wonder, soar in imagination and see how in the coming of Christ, heaven and earth met and will fully meet. Therein is the sure, unshakable hope. And we will look on Christmas night, midnight and Christmas day, that hope that will take you through this life into the future with all the world's threats, through your death too. We'll look at that at midnight on Christmas Eve. But today, seize the hope now in your life day by day. Take it into your being. The Bible promises you so many things that are to be our inheritance. They are promises for you to receive that are your inheritance, to take into your life, to know that sure hope. Briefly, I'm going to give you six to take away to build that hope into your life. First, know that you are absolutely precious. You are loved through and through. Not because somebody else loves you, pray God they do, but that you are because you are made in the image of God. You don't have to give in to the despair of the new atheists who will try and tell you that you're just an accident, mere molecules and atoms that will disappear into the dust of the universe. You are made in the image of God to be like God. And so is the person sitting next to you, and so is all mankind, including those who suffer around in this country and the world. Then know that God in his love is at work. He loves us so much that, as the Apostle John tells us, he sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. The incarnation that we celebrate tonight, the coming of God, born utterly vulnerable as a baby, that we celebrate tonight is not an optional extra to our well-being, and certainly not a mythic story irrelevant for our daily life. The coming of Christ, of Jesus Christ, is pivotal, integral, fundamental to life in all its dimensions. Truly, O little town of Bethlehem, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. So you are loved. You are precious just because you are, because you are made in the image of God. You are loved by God. And God has come to you, come to us in Christ. And then thirdly, know that in coming in Christ, God is able to identify with all our weaknesses, pains, and sorrows. God knows what it is like to be you. And he can cry with you when you cry. And he can rejoice with you when you rejoice. And then fourthly, know that as hard as it may seem at times to believe, evil was and defeated in Christ Jesus. In his life of humble service, his death on the cross, bearing the sin that separates us from God, his mighty resurrection have ensured that evil is not the last word. Love wins. And know, fifth, that prayer changes things. God answers prayer. James 5:16, just one example of the verses you can find in the Bible for that. And if you are a person of prayer, if you give yourself 10, 15 minutes, half an hour a day in prayer, you will see that and know that to be the case. And then last and sixth, know that every day you can receive power to be wise and strong, gentle and kind. Every day you can experience love, joy, peace, and of course, unshakable hope. The Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can live in you, bringing all of his essence to your soul, deep within. And therefore, if that is the case, you must be a person of hope, of courage, of optimism, who knows whatever else is going on, there is always God at work, there is hope. In all of these six areas, then, I pray that you'll take them in to your being, deep within your soul, as an anchor. And as I say, on Christmas night, we'll look at how that works into the future and beyond your own deaths as well, how you can know that there is that sure hope in Christ. And surely we see this around us, do we not? We know for all the troubles of this world that there is real goodness still at work amongst us. I don't know if you've heard about the example of the people of Blackhall Colliery, County Durham. Does this ring a bell with anybody? Oh, good, I'll tell you then. I'm not seeing any recognitions. Over the last few years, police detectives repeatedly, over the last 5 years, have thanked the local people for handing in bundles of cash that keep mysteriously turning up in the village. It's happened 12 times with about £2,000 left in plain sight in different locations around the village. Now, I don't point this story out to you that you go treasure hunting in County Durham or to wonder cynically whether there were more 12 bundles of cash and just those are the ones that have been handed back. I relate the story because it's an act of one of the many acts of human kindness that there is around. And surely still these point to a source, the God of love, who is at work and who loves us. And so much that you can experience in that, if you just reflect on it and contemplate, that that hope can feel almost tangible, and it is tangible. In the life you live and the things you will experience, that hope is tangible. I commend to you my book of the year, The Salt Path. It tells the story of Raina Wynne and her husband, Moth. They had a happy family life running a farm and holiday business in Wales, until a few years ago, they trusted a friend in what turned out to be a disastrous investment. Raina and Moth lost everything, their home, the farm, the holiday business. And if that wasn't enough, the same week, Moth was diagnosed to have a terminal illness. They were literally hiding from the bailiffs, and they decided in that moment, an extraordinary decision, that they would walk the South West Coast Path, wild camping along the way, which they did for months on end. And they wrote along the way that while there was no specific reference explicitly about God or faith, remarkable things happened to them, including finding a place of home and security. And Raina wrote at the end of her book that in that desperate situation that had taken away every material possession, she wrote, "I chose hope." And hope was what they found. Hope in their day by day, and hope for the future. So this hope that I believe, is there, is tangible because God has made us. God has made us in his image. He loves you through and through. He is with you. He wants to speak with you and answer your prayers. See that God at work. But if you truly want to know it, you've got to take the inheritance. You've got to take it deep within your soul, into your being. You've got to receive that inheritance God has for you. So you have to give in to him. You have to truly take his hope into the core of your being. And to do that, if God has given ways to do it, to know the Bible, to know the scriptures through and through, to know it, it is daily bread. We cannot get by this life without it. We need to have a life that is centered in prayer to the God that I trust, believe in. And if not, do talk to me sometime about why not. Because otherwise you do believe it's all accident and molecules and gone. But talk to the God. Center this God in your life. See that what happened 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem has changed everything. And to follow Christ, to follow Jesus, his life, his teaching, knowing his power, admitting your need of him as a saviour, to be a person of worship of him. I pray, this is my prayer for all of you this Christmas time, that you will not be spiritually like Timothy Gray, living in a spiritual poverty because you haven't received the vast inheritance that is yours in faith in Christ, as an heir to the promises of God. I pray that you will afresh this Christmas in God, in knowing Christ as Lord, you will have deep within yourself this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Amen.